there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Sean Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Hong Kong. So let's get down to business. On today's show, we have a slightly different format. We have Atif Aslam, who's the co-founder and COO of ZeroChain. Atif, I had the honor of meeting, I've met him a couple of times now, at Token 2049 in Hong Kong. We had a quick catch-up, so I thought I'd bring the audio and give it to you guys and have it on the show today. So let's jump in to the interview. Atif, great to see you as always. Great event. How's it going?
Good event. Really good space. You know, beautiful view. Loads of people. We've had like meetings back to back. You know, meeting like DApps, other blockchain protocols, investors, and you know, loads of different types of people. Yeah. So it's a great community, and I think like Hong Kong's a diverse community anyway. So it's an easy place for everybody to come and like melt down. That's what I've seen. So people from UK, from US, you know, from Singapore. It's a good central location for like Asia as well to come meet up. So yeah, it's been good. And then we bumped into SBK here. So that's always good. So well, met the rest of the team.
We've been bumping into each other a little bit recently, right? Yeah. Just 2 weeks ago, back at the Crypto Invest Show in London. Our hometown or our country town.
Yeah.
You were there. And yeah. Now you're in Hong Kong. Where are you going next?
So we've just finished our, this is like the last stop for Asia tour. Stop, yeah. So we was in Seoul, Token Sky. We did two events there. We did a forum and the main event. Yeah. Then we did a NEO meetup. That's where we announced a partnership with NEO. So that was a really good event. We spoke there and then we met their other NEO partners. Then we moved on to Shanghai. Shanghai was really interesting because that was our first time on mainland China. Yeah. We did a small forum there and we did some private meetings with some of our advisors. Then we flew to Shenzhen. Shenzhen was really, it was mainland China, but it was also different to Shanghai, a different type of community. So it was more like a high level interaction. People were like focused more on the blockchain protocols, yeah. Because you, as you know, mainland China, they're not really discussing token economy as much. So yeah, so you don't say the three a word, right? ICO, you don't say. So you focus on blockchain. So you know, there was everybody there from like government all the way down to like, you know, the, you know, small scale investors, but they're really super interested in the blockchain technology.
Yeah.
And you're seeing that they're trying to focus on the technology and see how they're going to bring it into their enterprise businesses. So that was really good. There's like 1200 people there. We presented, we was on the panel, you know, we met loads of people as well. One of our advisors was there. So it's been super busy. And then from there, Shenzhen, not far from Hong Kong, so it would make sense. Come to Token 2049, and yeah, and then same again here. Just busy meeting loads of people and moving on. So yeah,
doing your thing, right?
Yeah. So it's been really busy, but it's been really good. I mean, you know, it's productive. Yeah. It's not just kind of floating around. It's, you know, it's like it's meeting key people in the industry, because our approach from day one has always been that we want to work with people rather than against them. So we don't want to come across as like the new, you know, the new Ethereum or the new NEO or the, you know, replace Stellar. We, you know, come to ZeroChain. It's the best. We can do everything. The ecosystem will grow and it will develop into, you know, many, many like, you know, avenues. But yeah. Our initial product is free storage.
Yeah.
And that's how we, you know, building our partnerships on that. And high speed blockchain, you know, which has got flexibility.
Yeah.
So we're saying it's fast, but we're saying flexibility is important as well. And free is important, right? Because everybody
so
likes free.
Let's jump into this. So yeah. ZeroChain. Would you be so kind to give us a high-level overview?
Okay.
Let's jump in.
Our strap is fast, flexible, and free. Okay, so these are the three things that we work on. So the speed, the fast, we've got our own consensus system.
Yeah.
So we designed it and we named it 2D-BPOS. So it's two-dimensional, Byzantine, delegated proof of stake. So it's a bit of a mouthful.
Like,
so at the beginning, everybody was like, oh, are you delegated proof of stake? Are you proof of work? Are you Byzantine? It was like, no. We're like a, you know, a mash and a, you know, like a, you know, connection of this. So
right. We
named it ourselves 2D BPOS. So it's, you know, two dimensional. So this adds like a layer of security and speed to the protocol. Byzantine is big in the community right now,
yeah.
But standalone is not as good as our two-dimensional, and then the delegated proof of stake for the token. So together, I think we're a lot more secure, we're a faster network, and the two-layer dimension to the mining increases the speed. So that's the fast element of our chain. So then comes the flexibility. So we have self-forking chains. Again, when you say forking, everybody thinks, oh, you fork your chain, how does that work? Does it, you know, so the fork chain might become bigger than the main chain, and so that it's not connected to the main chain. So our forking chains, they don't need to revert back to the main chain for consensus. So they run parallel. And this is how we address scalability. So we say we're infinitely scalable because you can run as many multiple chains as you want, you know, and there's no limit to that. And each chain can be configured to a different speed. So you can have like IoT chain, you can have like AI chain, and with different block lengths, right? So, you know, you can have like a faster chain, a slower chain for different securities. So like, you know, different applications, different requirements. And this is why fast and flexible is important to look at together, because everybody says like, okay, oh, we need really fast blockchain, we need a fast blockchain. But not every application needs a fast blockchain. Some applications need, you know, more block time, right? Yeah. So this is where we created a flexible, you know, blockchain. And then so any dApp or enterprise who wants a chain, they just have to hold tokens. And then they can fork off a chain and create their own chain. And this is independent of the zero chain main chain. Yep. And they can configure that from a simple configuration where parameters they enter, like what they want on the chain, and fork off. They just have to hold tokens and they're on their way. And then then the mining network supports them, and then their ecosystem grows. And this is how we see scalability being addressed within the blockchain community, rather than just one chain carrying everything, right? It's multiple chains carrying different speeds and different applications, different use cases. And then, you know, the whole ecosystem works together and it connects. And that's how that's where our partnerships come in.
Do you want to announce? Yeah. Do you want to talk about some of the ones you've announced thus far?
Yeah, so the biggest...
There's a good one.
Yeah, so the biggest one has been NIO. Everybody, yeah. I mean, NIO's a really interesting project, right? They're like top five project now. They're grassroots and they grew really, really fast. And they grew like in a really interesting way, because they grew from the development side. So they've got like a huge development community. They just had Neo DevCon this year, right? The first one.
Yeah,
and that was a huge success. I was in San Francisco just the day before, but it was a really good event.
It was phenomenal.
Right?
It was phenomenal.
But so we got like a two-sided partnership as well. So we got NIO themselves on board as a partnership and with the project, and then we also got NIO Global Capital as well. So it's like we've got support from two sides with them. They're a great team. They're really, really like for innovation and for growing the entire blockchain industry. Yeah. So this is why they like looking at different projects, and they see, okay, well, this is a really good protocol.
Yeah.
We want to work with you, right?
Yeah.
And this is like a similar thing we're doing, rather than working against everybody and saying like, work with
them,
and then grow the community. Because this way the blockchain community will grow faster if we're all together.
Yeah.
So we've got some other exciting partnerships coming up as well.
Okay, we'll look forward to having them.
We'll let SVK know and we can announce them and stuff like that.
We'll come back on and we can announce them.
Yeah, so exactly.
Community, which you were just speaking about there, how's the community helped you? Was the community reaction, did you expect it? Were you surprised? How's that been? It's been a whirlwind, right?
Really interesting. So as you know, Zero Chain didn't do an ICO. We didn't really do a big public sale. So our community,
you were looking at that,
right? So we had like a 3 to 4 month timeline that we was gonna like introduce our product, tell everybody about our technology, get everything going. We went to one event in San Francisco, WCF. That was our first event, and we was like, everybody's like, you have to come down and present. And we was like, oh, okay. So Swato was there, and so he pitched at the event. We had a couple of people before that, but then just after that event, everything snowballed. Our Telegram community was like about 100 at that time.
Yeah.
Now it's it peaked at like 8,000. When everybody was like, the fever was just like, everybody was like, are we gonna get there? We raised most of it in private round, so we didn't do a public sale. But we got a decent amount of community in there, so we've still got 7,000 people in the Telegram, and it's now growing. And as we announce partnerships and we partner with other projects, the whole community is just gonna grow anyway. So we'll have like development community, we'll have like token buyers, we'll have dApps
within communities.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And then we'll build those relationships out like that. And
how do people get a part of this? How do they join? ZeroChain community. ZeroChain. What's the best way for them to give back and help you guys out?
Yeah.
So I know you're super busy.
So, yeah, we love relationships with everybody. So whether you're just like, you know, holding small amount of tokens, whether you're a DApp, whether you're enterprise. But yeah, so we're big on Telegram. We've got Twitter. We've got a Medium. You know, you can just subscribe to our website. We've got ZeroChain Cable. So that's like our own internal newsletter where we try to keep everybody up to date. Everybody has different mediums they follow, right?
Of course.
So that's that. But yeah, we want everybody to be involved from like, you know, the you know, kind of smaller guide all the way up.
Yeah.
But the applications is where our kind of like community will grow more, like you was asking. So they'll have their own communities and then they'll interact. Because so if we solve a problem for an application or for a blockchain, that's like a big thing for them. So it's like, you know, XYZ application powered by ZeroChain, right? Yeah. And then they're like, oh, you know, I love ZeroChain because they helped us scale, or they gave us free storage because we're holding tokens. Yeah. So, and that I think will grow the community a lot. And then by the time we get to main network towards November, so our test network is May, and our main network is November. So once we pass that time, our source code will be open. And then we see like developers coming in and, you know, start building on the system, and, you know, then it's going to get really exciting. So we're looking forward to that as well. So yeah,
good stuff. Well, listen, for the viewers out there, we're going to have all the links in the description of the video, so you can join ZeroChain, the Telegram community. Atif is one of the most active people I've seen on Telegram. He even calls me on Telegram.
Yeah.
To see where I am.
So we try to keep it like, we don't want to make it corporate.
The whole point of
blockchain was that we was kind of moving away from that. So yeah, I mean, even like Saswata, founder, like myself, like, you know, we, you know, the tech team is like really like working on the project, but we try to like interact as much as we can to keep it, you know, to give that like individual feel, right?
Absolutely.
And that's why like we're open to, you know, we're reachable, we're open, like, you know, yeah, just hit me up, email me, no problem. You know, like, yeah,
and you're gonna be in London on 27th of March
yeah, SBK event, yeah,
so we look
definitely
forward to having you there.
Thank
you so much for making on the show.
Thanks a lot, Charles. Yeah,
really appreciate
thanks for having
it.
Us
have
all
a great day.
All right, and you, thank
you're
you
man.
Cheers.
My name's Sean Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Hong Kong. So let's get down to business. On today's show, we have a slightly different format. We have Atif Aslam, who's the co-founder and COO of ZeroChain. Atif, I had the honor of meeting, I've met him a couple of times now, at Token 2049 in Hong Kong. We had a quick catch-up, so I thought I'd bring the audio and give it to you guys and have it on the show today. So let's jump in to the interview. Big thanks to Atif once again for making it on the show. Really appreciate it. And like always, you can check out all of our other contents on our YouTube page, which is SVK Space Crypto. Definitely check it out and subscribe. Connect with us on all our socials. You know what's going on. Telegram, SVK Crowd, one word. It's the best way to connect with us on there. Email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. And hit us up if you've got any questions, queries, or if you're in London. Other than that, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal day. And we look forward to getting all the audio content online, getting that delivered to you guys. And look forward to the next show tomorrow, where we're going to do a big roundup on Hong Kong. You're going to be hearing from the man Shane and his thoughts. You're going to be hearing from myself. And we're going to be reflecting together and just sitting down and kind of and going through everything from there. So that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal day. Stay tuned. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.